WTTV.org. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It is a Friday morning, and we are fortunate enough to once again have an audience with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and calendar lackey.
Yeah, there we go.
The River City's
I like
reader.
That title.
Yeah. He joins us here on Fridays to talk about the movies he has seen, and then we review what is available for you to see at the movies. When we're done here, we're going to have a four-pack of tickets to give away for Rave Motion Pictures.
Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings. Of course, now they have IMAX and free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. Last week was the first time we'd seen you in a while, right?
Yeah, for over like 5 weeks.
And you were giving us, you ran down real quick your top 10 of your favorite movies, and Social Network was number one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that you have to run down the top 10, but what was your least favorite? What was the worst movie?
The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender.
That gets the top prize.
That's
for
the
worst
winner.
Movie.
That's the winner.
It was close. It
to
was close
what,
with a
what?
Few. Cop Out, that one that
Cop
we talked
out,
about.
Okay.
Tracy,
Cop Out
Tracy
came out
Morgan
pretty early in the year, and I thought that was kind of the high or low watermark.
That was, oh yeah, if it wasn't for M. Night Shyamalan, that would have scored it. Or maybe Sex and the City 2, which was unbearable.
Yeah.
Furry Vengeance, we can't forget about.
Of course.
Brendan Fraser. And,
what was the one where the goat starts talking?
Our Family Wedding.
Yeah,
that made the list. Oh,
I remember
that
being particularly hard on you.
There were some terrible ones last year. Yeah.
But Airbender takes it all.
Airbender's the winner, man. Yeah. Okay. And that thing made, what, $130 million or something ridiculous? It's like, really?
Listen.
Really?
I can understand this.
Well,
I can
time
understand
the people
this,
are in the theater, it's too late.
I can understand this in a way that you two can't. It's good to get the kids out of the house.
No, I understand.
And
it,
that Airbender,
that's
a lot
I guess,
of kids
good
got out of the house. That's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know any adults who saw it, so
right.
It must have been
and that, that,
kids.
That cartoon is huge on Nickelodeon, so there you
go.
Yeah,
I guess that's kind of built in.
So, Mike, you join us here, and for the life of me, I can't remember what we sent you out to see. I don't even know.
I actually had to go to the website to read
to
what
remember?
I wrote.
They're
because
so
I
forgettable,
remember.
These movies, right?
Yeah, they were. Season of the Witch with Nicolas Cage.
There's a witch in a cage.
And they're taking the witch to get exercise.
You somehow can't get out of the cage. Huh?
Can't get out of the cage. No, all these supernatural powers, but can't get out of the cage.
Why are you worried about a witch that can't get out of a cage?
Yeah, it's a long road movie. It's a really long. It's
are there songs?
No,
we're on the road to Salem, Massachusetts.
That'd be awesome. That would have been great.
We're going to burn us a witch.
It's the weirdest thing. Yeah. I didn't. It's not good. It's pretty bad. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
But it's bizarre because it opens with a scene where they're drowning witches, you know, exactly right. You know, and everyone's screaming, "We're not witches. We're not witches." And they drown them anyway. Well, it turns out one of them was a witch. So it's kind of really cool revisionist history going, oh, maybe they had something there. Maybe we should have been drowning those women.
See, that's like, people who always have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
All they need is the one conspiracy to come through,
and
they're not going to stop.
Then we're set. There we go. So that was like, it was strange right off the bat. But
How did they figure out she was a witch?
She comes back from the dead and like kills the guy who drowned her. So yeah, it's pretty obvious.
That's
at that
a tip-off.
She's a witch.
Right there,
or they see her fly. They don't see her like fly through the night on a broom, dude. Yeah. Like, that'd have been good.
But it's weird. It takes place during the Crusades, and Ron Perlman and Nicolas Cage are like making jokes while they're going into battle. And whoever kills the most men buys mead tonight. You know, and you're going, really? Really?
Oh, wow.
Really strange movie. Yeah. Ron Perlman headbutts a demon at the end of the movie. He gets like, the demon like grabs him and puts him in a big bear hug, and Ron Perlman butts him in the head. The audience laughs because I think we're supposed to, but it's unclear. It's a weird flick.
It's about as bright as butting a unicorn in the head.
Yeah, it didn't seem that smart to me. But if anyone's going to headbutt a demon, Ron Perlman.
I was going to say, that's the guy that can pull it off, I suppose.
Sure.
So is it any good?
No, not really, but it wasn't boring. I mean, it wasn't a
complete disaster.
Not at all. Okay. I expected it to be absolutely god-awful terrible, and it wasn't. It was like just generically
pretty decent
bad.
Effects and all that?
No, the effects were bad. It's not funny. It moves. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean set during the Crusades.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's just, it didn't quite work.
So that's a pass.
But I probably liked it more than Country Strong.
Oh,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, that's my girl. Be careful.
Yeah. No, she's...
You know, I read something the other day, and I think it's true. Hmm. She's as close to a princess as America has ever given us.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She's Grace Kelly-esque. I'd go with Anne Hathaway on that one. I like her.
All right. Well,
but anyway.
So country no strong,
and
bad.
No, it's really kind of, yeah, it's kind of like this hideous 50s soap opera. And I mean, it's Gwyneth Paltrow as the recovering addict country singer. And lots of weeping, lots of mascara all over her face. Yeah, it just doesn't work. And
see, at that
no
point,
one is
when she's
less
got all
like a wreck country singer than Gwyneth Paltrow in the universe, maybe.
Right.
You know? So you don't buy it for a second.
How's that Leighton Meester?
She's good.
I only ask because I like saying,
you like
her,
saying her name.
Leighton Meester.
She's adorable.
When she's weeping and she's got the mascara running all over the place, that's when she needs to break into some Alice Cooper.
Yeah, something. You know? She's swinging the bottle
under my
of
wheels.
Booze around, you know? It's like, come on.
So,
do a little Janis Joplin.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Yeah, Tim McGraw's pretty good.
He's always good, isn't
he? He's always good.
Are super serious, super staunch country fans going to like this, though, maybe?
Maybe. It's kind of miserable, and there's good music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a really long country song that just kind of won't end, but about, you know, it was just a week.
So that's a no.
That's kind of a no. So, yeah, 2 for 2. But neither one is as awful as I anticipated. So there's that.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Opening in Quad City Theaters today and at the Rave Motion Pictures.
You didn't make them. It's not your fault.
That's so true.
Yeah, we don't blame you when the movies are bad.
I know.
In fact, you're providing the service by letting us know that there are other things we can spend our other movies to choose from.
Sure.
Let's go with The Green Hornet. Now, this movie has been in development forever. And when Seth Rogen got the bid, I thought, well, what the hell are they doing?
Well, yeah, what are they doing?
Because originally it was going to be like George Clooney, and they had all these, you know. Seth Rogen stars as rich playboy Britt Reed, who joins forces with the talented Kato to fight the criminal underworld as masked heroes.
Yeah, anyone other than Seth Rogen, basically.
Yeah, you'd think. Except that's kind of the way the comic book movies and comic strip movies are going these days. It's just more jokey, more like, we don't believe this either, folks.
This is not supposed to be good.
Well, Rogan doesn't look, I mean, he looks like he's gotten buff for this thing.
Yeah, 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 you know. Yeah. He's not high the whole movie.
Yeah.
Green Hornet does not refer to a particular strand of marijuana.
It sure sounds like it, though, doesn't it?
You got to try this Green Hornet, man. It is fantastic.
Grab the tail of this Green Hornet and don't let go.
Here they are planning what their car is going to look like. This is from Green Hornet in movie theaters today.
We'll need a car.
Hells yes, we'll need a car.
With strong weapons.
Mm.
And armor.
Cool rims. Spinning rims.
I can do that.
Kato, I want you to take my hand. I want you to come with me on this adventure.
I'll go with you, but I don't want to touch you.
Okay, you don't have to take my hand, but will you come with me on this adventure?
Okay, well.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking off the air. I mean, it's by the guys who wrote Pineapple Express.
So right.
It might not be that bad. And by Michel Gondry, who did Eternal Sunshine, of course.
What else did he do? He did all those Bjork videos. What else did he do? He did another great movie, didn't he?
He did Dave Chappelle's Block Party, which is incredible.
Okay.
Which is a great concert movie. But what's the other one? Some with Gael Garcia Bernal that I can't remember the name of offhand.
Oh, that's kind of
But anyway. Yeah, but he's talented, so okay.
Well, maybe
it's got Christoph Waltz in it from Inglourious Basterds.
What did he do about The Science of Dreaming? Wasn't that him?
That's it, The Science of Sleep?
The Science of Sleep.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Well, here's the problem with The Science of Sleep. I did watch it, and I fell
did
right
you
asleep.
Fall? I didn't even see it. Okay.
Passed right out.
All
right. He also did Be Kind, Rewind.
All right.
Oh.
Which is really fun.
I hated that
movie. I know you did. I really, I had a ball
at
that movie.
Leave an open mind for the Green
Hornet. You know what's interesting, though, is Cameron Diaz co-stars, and I haven't seen her face once in the previews, I don't think.
I
haven't heard a word about her.
Yeah, and it's not a little role. I mean, she's like the Gal Friday for the
Green Hornet. We're really hiding her from people, aren't we?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Is she now box office poison?
I wonder.
Could be.
I wonder. At least for the Seth Rogen fan base, maybe.
Yeah, she could be.
Right?
Oh, not Cameron Diaz. She acts with Tom Cruise.
I can't get high and look at Cameron Diaz for 2 hours. Although, that sounds like about the most perfect Friday night ever, if you ask. Let's talk about our final big movie, and this is a Vince Vaughn movie. Vince Vaughn, Kevin James in a Ron Howard movie.
Oh.
It's like Hollywood's out to get Mike Schultz.
It's like they just gave up, completely gave up.
What three things can we throw together that will make Schultz hate his job?
Wow.
This movie is called The Dilemma. Vince Vaughn, Kevin James, Jennifer Connelly, and Winona Ryder. starring a comedy about friendship,
what
fidelity,
was the last time she
and
was
secrets.
In a movie?
Winona Ryder?
What?
Black Swan.
Oh, she was in Black Swan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's yeah? scary in that. Oh,
okay. And don't yeah. ruin this for me. Sorry. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Right.
And she was also Spock's mom in Star Trek.
Yeah, huh?
Ah,
yeah. Ah, take that, Petra.
Take that, okay, Petra. Right. Here's just a little bit of the trailer for The Dilemma.
I just saw my best friend's wife with another man. How you like me now? Oh, my God.
You've got to tell him. It's guy code, man.
You got to go right up to him and you got to say it to him.
Nick, here's the truth.
You're going to be okay.
I love you, my man. Come here.
Why is that man hugging himself?
Just keep walking.
I saw it all, Geneva. I'm going to tell him.
I'm going to deny it. And then I'm going to say you made a pass at me.
Ronnie, can I talk to you for a second?
I was actually going to run up here for about the rest of the day.
I'm just so over that, man. I can't. Yeah. I can't
what
even
a
listen
fall
to him
from
anymore.
Grace,
hurts.
Man. Swinger,
seriously,
so good.
Wow.
And then it just goes boom, 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 boom.
It's. I think
you
it's
can't
just
see
because
this
they're...
at home or at work or in your car, but my finger is going down, 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 down.
I just feel. Vince I feel Vaughn bad because I think they've just let him off. They've just said they've given him nothing to work with,
yeah.
and they're like just riff,
yeah.
and he's just run out of steam. He's like, I don't. What else
well,
can
do
I
your,
possibly
and then basically
do?
It's do your Vince Vaughn shtick.
That's yeah. what the, yeah.
Just be Vince
just
Vaughn
be Vince
in this
Vaughn.
Movie.
If they wrote him some good lines, we might not hate him so much.
Right, but, right. And again, it's a Ron Howard movie.
And it seems yeah. as though Vince Vaughn puts on like 3 pounds every movie.
Yeah. 3 pounds?
Three. I'd go
five.
I think five.
Five every
and,
movie?
And all
he's
in the face.
Gigantic.
A lot of yeah. face there for that movie
it's a
star.
Big face on a big screen.
God bless
he
him.
He makes Kevin James look kind of tiny. Who else is in this? Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum looks tiny.
Yeah.
Next to
yeah.
those two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He looks delicate.
I'm really looking forward to reading your review at rcreader.com. Is this a week the paper comes out?
It is, yes.
Okay,
a
so
paper,
you
can, paper by
so we'll have a couple of choices there to read.
Yeah,
Mike
for sure.
Well, who knows? Maybe
reviews.
You'll be surprised by both.
No.
I always go in thinking yeah. maybe, you know, absolutely.
But so when do you make up your mind, though? 20
probably
minutes?
Pretty early on.
I think there's a 20-minute rule with every movie. I think you right. know within 20 minutes if it's going to suck
right.
or not.
Right.
What's
I'd
the
say
last,
every
what's
movie.
The, what's the movie that kind of stands out that you can think of at any time where... 20 minutes in, you're like, oh, boy. And then somehow it made a comeback.
For some reason, the title that always springs up is 7 Years in Tibet with Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
Came out about 13
Yeah, the
years
German
ago.
Guy who hangs out with the Dalai Lama.
Who hangs out with the Dalai Lama.
Right.
I was hating my life for yeah. a half hour, and then it just got more and more interesting. And by yeah. the end, I didn't want it to be over. I was like, this is outstanding.
Huh,
this is great.
Okay.
That's I don't know why.
That
That's
out,
the
yeah.
one that always jumps out. I walk into every movie thinking, maybe it'll be 7 years in Tibet.
Okay.
He's Mike Schultz. If you'd like to go see the movies at the Rave Motion Picture Cinemas, we've got a 4-pack for you now. If you're the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. They still get that deal with the popcorn, Darren?
Free refills on the large popcorn and soft drinks. And, of course, now there at Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd, there's IMAX.
Yeah, and this Green Hornet, which, I mean, the effects look great. It's the IMAX movie. So
mm-hmm.
you'll be seeing that in IMAX.
Yeah, it's going to be my first time to the IMAX at Rave. Uh-huh. I'm pretty excited.
Everyone go check.